Mayor Monday. Each Monday at this time, we talk to local mayors. Today, we are happy to welcome in the mayor of Wayne, John Racy. Thanks, Mr. Mayor, for being with us today. Appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for having me.
You know, Mayor Duggan here has been announcing today, talking about the 2020 census and how important it is to Detroit. I assume it's just as important to Wayne to make sure everybody gets counted. Have you started work on that?
Absolutely. We're just starting to ramp up with that right now.
And what are you thinking about population? Has Wayne managed to turn around population loss?
It's gone down a little bit, but we're hoping to see it actually go up a little bit right now.
Okay, so Wayne is known for its automotive and transportation-related manufacturing. So what's going on with Ford? How is that all playing out in Wayne right now?
It's going great. They just started production of the Ranger, and we're going to have the Bronco coming up this fall in the winter. So it'll be really good.
Yeah, because that Wayne plant has got to be pretty essential, I'm assuming, very important to Wayne, to the tax base, to the population, and the school district as well, correct?
Absolutely. They take up a big portion of our city. I mean, we're 6 square miles, so when you have a plant like that, it definitely is a big part of your city.
So what about, of course, Ford has been there for many, many years, and what about new business in the city? I know, Frank's Furniture Store, that blew up in, 2010?
Something like that, yes.
So 2010, has anything been built there?
We actually are working on something right now, and it'll be coming up here in the spring, actually.
This is sort of harkening back to a minute ago. We talked about population, and we all know that for 10 years, home values went down, and that was a big burden for Wayne and every city. But you're actually having some new home construction going on, right? Tell us about that.
We are. We just made a deal to have that happen, and we're looking at about 42 houses that will be built, and just trying to see what we can do to increase the property values in the neighborhoods.
There's a big city council meeting, and on the agenda is recreational marijuana.
Yes, it is.
So how do you think you're going to... How's the city leaning toward accepting recreational marijuana?
Well, right now, the recommendation has been to opt out just because we don't have any real guidance from the state yet.
But medical marijuana is already in Wayne, correct?
Correct.
And how long has that been going on?
A couple years.
Do you see any possible benefits, though, from recreational marijuana in terms of bringing in new business, which you mentioned Wayne would like to see, and tax money?
Absolutely. We just want to make sure we understand what we're getting into before we jump in. I felt it was, myself, I feel like it's easier to opt out now and jump in than trying to opt out later and if you have issues.
And there are still some possible pitfalls in this thing.
Absolutely.
The opioid crisis pretty much affecting everywhere. How is that happening in Wayne? Is it a big issue?
I think it's, like you said, it's everywhere. I know that I've personally had a friend that lost their daughter a couple years ago, and so it's personally affected me and my family and friends. And I know when I talk to the funeral homes in town that they all are up in deaths through opioids.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what's happening in downtown Wayne and the development there, and you've still got an old historic movie theater, the State Wayne, and that's still doing well and actively showing movies and everything every week.
It is. It's alive and kicking. It's great. It was, the city owned it, and we sold it to the Phoenix Theater Group, and those guys, Corey Jacobson and his team, have done an outstanding job of being able to put first-run movies in there for us, and last year we had 108,000 people that came out to the city for movies.
And what else can you do to bring more people downtown?
Well, we're working with our Michigan Main Street, or Wayne Main Street. It's through the state, and we just got master level, and we've been working on trying to find ways to improve our downtown. We've got some new businesses down there that I think are very attractive, and we just want to continue to bring and cultivate an environment where people want to come and enjoy our town.
And what about the school district, Wayne Westland Schools? Any issues there that have been top of mind, or is it kind of just rolling along?
It's going along. I think, everything can be better. I know one of the things that I'm personally involved in is the Champions program at Wayne Memorial. It's a mentoring program that they work with the kids over there, and we've seen a significant increase in the grades through that. That program has been great at Wayne Memorial and something that really the people should check out.
And what about the graduation rates?
They're actually up. over the last few years because of programs like that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to have you in for Mayor Monday. Again, we've been speaking to Wayne Mayor John Racy, actually my hometown.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.